For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Warning, this is disturbing. When you go to buy something, you read the reviews, right? If you're buying something online. And those really kind of arguably mean more than any advertising or anything like that. You want to know what people have to say about the product before you make that investment.
Right,
there's shipping involved, all this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what if I told you that's all a bunch of nonsense, that there's a dark underbelly to this whole peer review thing online?
It wouldn't surprise me.
This happened with my wife. She bought a tray that goes over my two-year-old Sam's car seat. Okay. And it's for him to do activities and work on things.
Yeah.
She ordered it. It arrived. The zipper was broken. She contacted the company. They were great about it. They said, we're going to send you another one, and then the zipper won't be. She got the second one. And what she noticed is that the product bows on the outside. So whatever activity he's doing, like, everything kind of rolls to the outside of it. So now she's got two of these, and they're kind of like still not quite working. But she was happy with the company and how she was treated. She picks up. I talked to her about this last night. My wife, Jessica, picks up where I leave off.
About a week after receiving it and using it a few times, Amazon, where I had ordered it, contacted me asking if I would review the product for future customers. And I thought, you know, I'm sort of lukewarm on it, so I think I'll write a review. And I was honest. I gave 3 stars. I made mention of the fact that the company was awesome. The contact between me and the company had been really great. They had offered a replacement for a defective initial purchase, and the second one just didn't really live up to my expectations. It wasn't sturdy enough, and it didn't serve the purpose I was hoping for it to serve.
How much was the product to begin with?
$33.
Holy moly! $33!
So you expect quality.
See, Sam is crying right now because he doesn't want you spending $33 on the tray.
So I... moving on. So I submitted the review at 6:23 p.m. And at 7:05 p.m., I received an email from the company saying that they had noticed my review and they were very sorry that the product did not live up to my expectations. And they said, as a part of our 100% satisfaction guarantee, we can issue you a full refund without returning the product. We request you to please remove the negative review as it will be bad for our small business.
What?
Please reply to this email and we will refund the product for you.
So your question is?
My question is, is that legal? To me, it sort of seems like an odd type of bribe.
So you understand where we are right now.
Yeah.
She's left an honest review on Amazon, and they're offering to buy her out.
I mean, that's nice, but I wouldn't take off my review.
Well, here are her options we were discussing.
A, I could ignore it. B, I could take the money and remove the review. C, I could take the money and run, which I won't do, but...
Why not? Take the money and don't remove the review. This is justice.
No, I don't think... I just feel... everything just feels a little weird about it. It feels like I'll be doing the people who think that this product that has now 105 star reviews is really as amazing as it seems in the reviews, because they probably have gotten a handful of bad reviews, but they've just sort of been bought out by the travel tray mafia.
Yes, yes, yes. Option D, you take the money back and you expose them.
I know, but I don't want to have like some hitman out for me.
Really? The people that make the tray that go across the car seat have hitmen on their payroll?
The travel tray. You never know. It can get dirty.
All right. So that's where we're at right now. What would you do? What should she do? She could ignore the whole thing, not get the money back, have this crappy product that she bought that thinking that it was great. B, take it and remove the review like they're asking to do. Take the money, the $33, which is very nice. C, take the money, don't remove it. Or D, expose them.
Whatever. I would send that thing back. I would want my money. And then I would tell them, have a nice day.
And leave the review
leave
up
the
on,
review.
Online.
Yeah.
404-741-0985. This changes what you think about reviews.
Everything.
No, you can't believe anything.
I mean, I already have a hard time shopping online. I depend on those reviews. But right. If now they're going to be corrupt, I mean...
Up is down, left is right, the sun rises in the west. Like, what else?
Jeez.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now it's Tad Karras here. And if you were just joining us, we had my wife on because something happened yesterday that really calls into question, like, every peer review you ever read online. Like, when you go to buy something, you read the reviews, and that tells you whether or not it's a good product or not. What happened to her is she bought a product. It wasn't great. She left a review on Amazon. She was contacted by the company offering her full money back if she took that review down. Now, this company has a product which I find to be defective. She found to be defective, and they have all 5-star reviews. This means that when you go online and you read a review, it doesn't mean nothing. That is a problem.
Man.
And she's wondering what she should do. She's got some options. Number one, ignore it. You know, don't do anything. Leave the review up. Don't get the money back. B, take the money. Remove the review like they're asking her to do. Or C, take the money and don't remove the review. What do you say, Johnny?
All right. Well, actually, I believe that she should, you know, get the money back because she deserves her money back. And then remove the review and then write another review saying what the product was like and how the company, you know, sort of bribed her.
Yeah, that was my option, which was expose them. Mm-hmm. She did not seem like she was very into that. What do you say?
I think that she should give them the 5 stars and keep the product. I mean, when a book is bad, you might give the book a bad review, but you don't give Barnes & Noble a bad review.
Tamika College Park. Hey, Tamika.
I say she keep her review up. If that's a part of the agreement for her to take the money back and take down a review, I wouldn't do it. I'll just like, you know what, you keep the money, I'm going to keep my review. I'm going to trash this crap. Because I shop online, I need the reviews because that's how I pick the things I buy.
Yeah, me too.
And it's a disservice to the future customer if they're bribing people to take down their reviews.
Tamika, the problem I have with this, not getting the money back, is a problem.
Well, she could. now, me, okay, because your wife sounds like a stand-up woman. She does. Right. Me, personally, I'm going to take my money, I'm leaving my review, and I'm running for the hills.
Amen. Love that. I am all about justice.
Yeah.
So, basically, the way I look at it is whatever I can do to save the next guy from getting the treatment that I got.
Right.
I'll do. That's why I'll talk to
I mean, we
people.
All work hard for our money, and
yes.
Even though it's just $30, you should get what you pay for.
So listen, we're wondering, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been contacted by a company and asked to remove your review? That's number one. Number two is that Marie in Gainesville has a story where she exposes the fact that it's not just the companies, the individual companies that are offering money back in exchange for a better review. But it's the services themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company that you rely on, that you pay for their reviews. Not so much.
Mm.
A little bit dirty. We'll talk to Marie and find out what company that is next. 398.5, 80s, 90s, and now. You read these reviews online before you buy something, right? And they say, oh, it's a 5-star review. So you say, oh, good. It's a good product, good company. Well, not so, because my wife had a bad product. $33 she spent on this little tray that goes over my 2-year-old son's car seat.
Right.
It was defective. She got a second one, and then Amazon asked her if she wanted to put up a review. She writes a review saying, I'm giving them 3 stars. Dealing with the company was fine. Product a little bit defective. Well, not 20 minutes after she posted this review on Amazon, the company contacts her directly and says, if you will take your review down, your negative review, our poor small business, and we will refund you the full amount, the $33 for the tray, and we can go our separate ways. My wife thinks that this is bribery. I think that this undermines the whole idea of leaving reviews in the first place. Randy's in Marietta.
Our kids, our son is in the Navy. They had a house that was being rebuilt and remodeled. And after they were in the house, not even 9 months, termites started coming out of the walls. And this builder had thrown wood over old termite wood, and his house was just crumbling around him. So they tried to get him to fix it. He wouldn't fix it. They went on his Facebook page, and my daughter-in-law just did a horrible review. She's like, this is awful. They won't do anything about it. There's termites all over our house. And it exploded with other people coming out and saying, oh, my gosh, the same thing happened to us, blah, blah, blah. Well, the guy sued him. And he said that if they didn't take the post down, he wouldn't come and fix the house.
Oh.
So she agreed, took it down, and the guy didn't come and take the house anyway. And all the reviews were the exact same. I mean, all the reviews previous to that were glowing reports. This guy is awesome, wonderful. Well, he had done the same thing to other people, and they caved. I say, leave it up and let him suffer, because you're right. Everybody has to depend on these reviews, and if these companies are allowed to bribe people out of them, it's just wrong. So,
yeah, they're manipulating us. So now it's like, now you can't read the reviews.
Right.
The reviews mean nothing.
Your wife still deserves to get her money back.
I think so.
If they have a money back guarantee, she deserves to get her money back.
I wonder if, you know, they have in writing now where they've offered her money if she'll take the review down. I wonder if that's binding. Like, I wonder if they can come after her if she does take the money back and does not take the review down.
Well, yours is on a much smaller scale, but my kids, well, this guy is, I mean, they have three kids. One's autistic. He's in the Navy. You know, they don't make that much money.
You say that my situation is on a smaller scale. Did you not hear that this tray cost $33 for a tray?
Oh, wait, okay, I retract.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, I retract. But
yeah, you were out of line. That was crazy. Gosh, Randy, never call back again. I'm just kidding. Coming up next, we still have Marie in Gainesville on hold. This is mind-blowing. We've been talking about this company contacting my wife directly, but what if I told you Angie's List, which people pay for their reviews, what if I told you that they're in on the scam? That's according to Marie. She tells us her story next. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. What we have learned this morning is that reviews, peer reviews, when you go to buy something online, don't mean nothing. My wife made a purchase, and she wrote a very fair review of this company. She said the company was good, but the product wasn't. 3 stars on Amazon, and within 20 minutes was contacted by the company that makes the product saying, if you take your review down, we will give you a refund. She was blown away by this, because what do reviews mean if you're being bought off, if they're being paid for? And it happens apparently all the time on all kinds of levels. Marie in Gainesville.
I have to tell you, this isn't shocking at all to me, not just from the company, but also the companies that hold the reviews for companies. My husband has a small business, and he actually was contacted by Angie's List after someone left a complaint about him. That if he would join Angie's List, they would take it down, and then they would protect his reputation.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
and people, don't people pay for Angie's List?
Yeah.
That's bull.
Yeah.
50
so
bucks a year?
You have to be suspect of reviews. That's the reality.
Did your husband take him up on the offer?
No, he actually didn't. He said he would live with it.
What an upstanding guy.
Good for him.
Truly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
What did the review say? Some pretty awful things about him.
Actually, it wasn't that bad. And the truth was, he didn't even know the person. So we weren't even sure if it really had to do with him or not. To be honest, after we got the call from Angie's List, we wondered if they had something to do with the review.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Opening experience.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Even, you know what? Even when you go and you buy something online, right, and you go and you just do a regular research, right? So you read and you see all these. We were looking for a vacuum cleaner, so I searched vacuum cleaner reviews, and the top 5 sites that come up on Google, they're like bestdeals.com and stuff. Like, are the vacuum cleaner companies paying for their rankings? I'm sure of it. We are learning about the dark underbelly of reviews, and I do not like what I see at all. Good morning.
I want you guys to know the reverse is also true. People will threaten to write bad reviews if you don't give them stuff for free.
Oh, really? Has this happened to you?
What happened to my daughter? My daughter manages a restaurant, and there's a local blogger, and she threatened because she wasn't given VIP free hors d'oeuvres. She was, I'm a blogger. I could ruin you.
What?
It can happen.
I'm telling you, I hate to say it, but a lot of these food critics and stuff, are they doing it because they are interested in letting the public know about good restaurants, or are they doing it because they're hungry and they don't want to pay for dinner?
Exactly. And they want free food, yeah.
Yeah. Kara, actually, during the break, would you mind setting up Tad and Kara love to eat food, and we'll set up an Instagram?
And I'm totally in for that.
Then we'll go out and we'll get some free food.
Heck yeah.
How did we not think of this before?
I know.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. So, you go to order something online. What's the first thing you do is you read the customer reviews to see whether or not the product is legit. Mm-hmm. And you trust that if it says the product is legit, then it is. However, my wife uncovered the fact that there's some fraud that's going on out there. And what happened was is that she purchased a product. It was defective. She wrote a very fair review, as Amazon had requested her to do so. 3-star review. And then she was within 20 minutes contacted by the company that sold her the product. And they were like, we'll give you a full refund if you take your review down. And we went back and looked at it. This company has all 5-star reviews, so it undermines the whole review process.
Right.
So she talked about that on the show yesterday, and then she took action after hearing your suggestions, and that's where I talked to her last night before bedtime to find out what she did.
I ended up contacting Amazon. They immediately apologized, refunded me the money for the product, and then are issuing a formal warning to the business. So I didn't have to take any money from the business, and I kept my review up and actually edited my review to state that the company had contacted me and that I felt that I definitely would be wary of doing business with them in the future because I couldn't rely on their reviews.
You dropped a star from them too, right?
I did drop a star.
Boy, you are like a trailblazer, a strong female character who goes through and she fixes things for the future for other people.
Do you mean Wonder Woman?
Is that what it is? I don't know. I was looking for like Tomb Raider, like Lara Croft or something, but I don't know what she does.
Yeah, I don't know. I am a trailblazer, though.
Indeed. Indeed. So that's what she did.
Good for her.
She's legit on the up and up, saving the... And Amazon said that they're issuing a warning, so they said they don't like this. Now, the best service that has the best like algorithm for detecting fake reviews is Yelp. You should know that Yelp is pretty safe. And Amazon is working on it, thanks to people like Jessica, who are helping them sniff out the liars. But I had mentioned that there's one word that you can look for in a review.
Yeah, I got to know what that is.
That indicates that it's probably fraudulent.
Uh-huh.
Not always, but probably. Husband.
Really?
Is the word. Yeah. Somebody buys something, they talk about their husband.
Uh-huh.
And in the review, then it's probably fake. And there are companies out there that are pretty, like, you know, they're not really trying to hide the fact that they're hiring people to do reviews.
To pad the reviews. Yeah,
they pay like $100 for somebody to write like 200 positive reviews.
Ugh, I hate that.
I know. 10 to 30% of reviews are fraudulent, depending on the category.
Now, how are we supposed to figure out what we want to buy? If we can't depend on the reviews and we can't depend on our peers to give an accurate representation of the product and service.
Well, if you see a lot of reviews all of a sudden for like a company that's only been is only 2 weeks old, that's one thing. Look for the word husband. And our friend Clark Howard, consumer advocate, gave us a tool that you can actually use where you can enter the business name and it'll tell you whether or not, like, it'll send it through some algorithms to determine whether or not you can believe the reviews. So much research involved.
Gosh.
But if you want that, just go to B985.com and click on Mornings.